now with the book review. Morena, and welcome to Kiran Das.
Morena, Catherine. Good to be with you.
Family Lexicon, starting to sound a bit like the Larynx. A Family Lexicon is by Natalia Ginsburg.
Oh, it is. And look, she is a real find. She was born in 1916 in Sicily, and she died in 1991. And she was a political activist and served in the Italian Parliament for the left-wing independence. Now, I've been wanting to read her for a long time because I kept seeing many of my favourite writers reference her work, people like Deborah Levy, Sinead Gleeson, Rachel Cusk, Maggie Nelson, and most recently, Sally Rooney. So this book, Family Lexicon, was originally published in Italy to adoring acclaim in 1963. And it's been republished by the brilliant New York Review of Books imprint, which is, of course, an indisputable marker of quality. And also Daunt Books, whose publishing I admire greatly. And this is the edition I have, the Daunt edition, and it's a real beauty. So Family Lexicon, I guess, is a work of autofiction. It's an autobiographical novel, and it's been attentively translated by Jenny McPhee. So it's set in Palermo in Sicily, and it spans the 1920s to the 1950s and is centred around the author and her hectic, colourful mob of a family. So Ginsburg tells us that the places, people and events in the book are all real and true. And she states that if she ever slipped into novelist mode while writing it and made something up, she quickly destroyed the invention. And look, it's just really delightful. Her family and backstory are so fascinating. Her father, Giuseppe Levy, and her mother, Lydia, are socialists. And Natalia is the youngest of five children. Giuseppe is an Italian Jew, and Lydia is Catholic. And their family home is a salon of sorts, a kind of safe place where prominent Italian intellectuals, poets and artists can gather. They're staunchly anti-fascist, and this is set against the backdrop of Mussolini's fascism, well, the rise and fall of it. So while this has this really striking political backdrop, Family Lexicon is also this really wonderful snapshot of daily family life in Italy. This family, they're brainy and they're eccentric. Natalia's siblings, they actually go on to work in medicine, literature and politics. And as for the language, it just feels really immediate and it's really vibrant and singular because as a family, they use lots of puns and jokes, witty turns of phrase, and she retains all of those idiosyncrasies of, I guess, what is their shared language or private grammar, a kind of lexicon described as their Latin, the dictionary of their past. But she very much invites us in. It's satirical, but really fond. She actually wrote this book when she was living in London and missed her family back home. You know, the mood and tone really reminds me of the cinema of the great Italian neorealist filmmakers like Rossellini or Visconti. It's just so rich and alive and spirited. It's kind of like a lush and boisterous soap opera. And it's just hilarious. It's really funny and entertaining. You know, it was written in the 1960s, but feels really fresh. And I just want to say her father is such a great character. He's intolerant, and any trifling matter sends him into a comic rage. The only subjects that he can tolerate are either science or political, and everyone is a dimwit. And when the children complain about being bored, he snaps back that you lot get bored because you don't have inner lives. And I just love that.
That is a profound statement, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I just keep thinking of it.
Is there a general affection threaded through the whole thing? We're not having one of those kind of family sagas where there are massive fallings out. This is more actually about the complexities, but also the affections.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's really fond and as I said, she wrote the book while she was living away from her family and really missed them. So they're really boisterous and noisy and quite spirited, but it is very fond and delightful. So the tone is just absolute kind of joy, really. And I just really loved it. And I think admirers of Elena Ferrante's Neapolitan novels really ought to check Natalia Ginsburg out. And actually, I see she's got a collection of essays called Little Virtues, which I'm really keen to read next too.
Nice find. Thank you. Karen Dass has reviewed Family Lexicon by Natalia Ginzburg. It is, there's a Z in the Ginzburg, by the way. In the Ginzburg. It is published by Daunt Books and $23 the recommended price.